Previously on the writer's wardrobe.
Haven't you worked it out yet?
Worked out what?
I've turned into everything I've ever hated. I'm a zombie, pretending to not be a zombie.
Let's start with your name. Applejack Washbraze. No. We're beyond that. Your real name. Jack Percival Arnold. Now, Jack, off the record, you're looking great. I don't think I've seen you in almost 12 months. You've slimmed right down and you're wearing pants. It's a good look.
I did some growing up.
I'd like to discuss the events that happened recently. You know the ones.
I know the ones.
3.5 years ago, you purchased a company known as Salty Seahorse Limited. They produce energy drinks, is that correct?
Correct.
Right. So, you were responsible for the firing of Jeff Jennings and the rehiring of Jif Jennings, correct?
Correct.
How did you f***ing know? Good catch, Barnabas.
Thank you, sir.
How's the head today?
It pounds with every breath. The physician told me I have 17 concussions. One more hit with the frying pan might have killed me.
Well, I'm glad you're okay.
Loomis.
Yes, sorry.
Why are you treating this like an interrogation?
Because you're at the bottom of this, Jack. You're at the bottom of all of this. And I want to know how.
Well, Jif loves energy drinks. Lives off them, almost.
Right.
So, over the years, he'd been getting himself immune to the effects of the drink and just drank it for taste.
Makes sense.
So, when the formula inevitably went awry and started spreading zombies instead of energy, Jif was essentially immune to the worst of it.
But he did die, right?
He's in a delicate situation where he can't really die, but he also shows no other symptoms of being a zombie. Even though I suppose, technically, he is one.
But he had to get infected somewhere, right?
Yes. He was drinking old stock, which didn't have the virus, so I suspect he was first infected when he killed the scientist zombie, back at the lab, where it all started.
Guess his skull wasn't so thick. I think I got some of his blood in my mouth.
And then Jif being Jif, he just straight up denied any signs that he was even the slightest bit sick.
Man, I could go a steak right now. Medium rare. No, rare. No, red and dripping. Red and dripping.
Red and dripping.
And my throat hurts.
Are you okay? You look like you've just seen a ghost.
I'm fine.
Are you sure?
I'm fine.
That makes sense, but how did you know it would be a zombie apocalypse?
I didn't. Bullshit. I'm serious. I didn't know for sure.
Jif was a hand-picked operative by you to be there to save the day in the event of zombies.
Yes, but I didn't know for sure.
What did Clinton have to do with it?
Clinton Cummings used to be playground friends with Jif when they were little tykes. Neither of them remember it. It was too many years ago. That's why it was so important that Clinton assumed the role of his partner.
Why is that?
Well, because Clinton is the only one who could control the beast, in a sense. They've always had a reluctant fondness for one another.
And they've both disappeared now, as I understand it.
Like chaff on the wind, I'm afraid.
So, about the zombies.
I didn't know.
Yes, you've said that. Explain it to me.
Loomis, I've been around long enough now. I know the goings on. Your mind, your creations. Every 6 months or so, things seem to go terribly wrong. I've decided to be well prepared for any event.
Any event?
Rest assured, Lou. Next time you fuck up, damn it! I'll be there to clean it up. Jif and Clinton were unknowing agents of my cause, just like the others. I have dozens in the field. Dozens! Just waiting for you to slip.
You don't think I can handle this?
I don't think anybody could handle the amount of stories and characters in your head. You'll have to release a novel or something, let them out of the wardrobe and free up some space for some other ideas.
You just couldn't resist a jab like that, could you?
No.
I was held hostage. I was beaten to within an inch of my life.
It's any excuse with you, Lou. You're a born procrastinator. I understand. But it's time to man up. Time to be that author you always wanted to be. 6.5 hells, I shouldn't even be here. You should be writing.